yeah, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of that sports show that you just love to turn up loud. KBMFLP presents Rocks Jocks. I'm Sean Rocks, sports guru. My kids call me Roxy the Greek. Also, 1974 state free throw champion, Elks hoop shoot style. That's right, I sank 23 out of 25 up in Helena on a great day. I believe it was in February 1974. Hey, welcome to another great edition of the show as we try to get through the doldrums of January and 30 below zero weather, because I can't think of one thing fun to do outside when it's 30 below zero. Not even the Arctic guys. I'd like to see them do the ice plunge today. That would be funny. That would be fun, huh? That would be sporting. Anyway, stay warm, stay safe, and don't go outside and play until it warms up a little bit. All right, let's take a look at our local sports action. And bad news up there in the Montana Techville is our number 12 ranked Montana Tech Ore Diggers. Well, their 24-game home streak come to an end the other night in overtime as they just couldn't get by whoever beat them. I can't remember who beat them. That might hurt the ranking a little bit, but not too much, as Tech is on a roll and on their way to, the tournament. I'm bringing a title home to Titletown, the greatest city in the whole wide world, beautiful Butte, Montana. So head up there to the Hyper, root the team on. Next game, next Thursday. Cross town, Butte High got revenge on Helena this week, as Helena was undefeated and they were beat Butte High by one a couple days before, and then Butte High went up to Helena and knocked them off the unbeaten ranks. Next up for the Bulldogs, Central got snowed out a couple games due to this crappy weather. Next game for the Maroons and the Bulldogs. It's Tuesday night, tomorrow night at the Civic Center. This game should be a bamboozler, damn-doozler, a rock and roller. Bulldogs, Maroons, Civic Center, Tuesday night. Be there or don't be there. All right, let's get to the national news, and the NFL's wrapping up its season. We now know who's going to be in the Super Bowl. First game Sunday, the San Francisco 49ers went down hard to the Philadelphia Eagles, and so did their quarterbacks, as Brock Purdy got Purdy hurt, and then his backup went into the game and he got Purdy hurt too. So Brock Purdy had to come back in the game, and he couldn't throw the ball, so he had to hand off all the time. Christian McCaffrey is Superman, but he can't do it all. There's 11 people on the field. If Christian McCaffrey played basketball, though, he could carry a team. That guy is awesome. So the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, and the rest of the gang, who I don't like very much, are headed to the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs, who beat the Bengals finally last night, 23-20, in a really great game between two great quarterbacks, sucking it up. Patrick Mahomes' performance was epic, as he had a high ankle sprain. I think he had 34 yards rushing from his running backs, only 34 yards help in rushing. He just willed it. And then the last penalty there to knock him out of bounds. That didn't help either to let old kicker kicked the winning field goal. So, heading to the Super Bowl, we have the Chiefs against the Eagles. You know, I'm for the Chiefs, that's for sure, because I don't like the Eagles, but I really hope for a double overtime, rock 'em, sock 'em, great game. That's all I hope for, really, in that I win some money. All right, that's it for this show. Next week, we'll preview the Super Bowl and make a prediction, maybe. And we'll maybe check in with the NBA and the NHL before their All-Star break. How's that grab your little hanger hair? I'm Sean Rocks reminding you that there's a heavy metal concert here at KBMF Carpenters Union Hall Saturday night. You're all invited. And listen to my Metal Shop radio show every Saturday night, 8 p.m. Now in its 38th year of breaking necks. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I am the metal man, Sean Rocks. Reminding you that those who rock are those who win. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another rip-roaring, rocking edition of Rock's Jocks. And hey, if you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter.